Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Thank you for joining me in this podcast, Sex in the City. In this particular part of the series, I'll be talking to us about 10 facts about sex. What are the 10 facts about sex? Number one, this could sound strange to you, but it's good I tell you this. Sex is good, and it is a good gift from God. King Solomon said in one of his books, he said, "Let your fountain be blessed," and he said, "Rejoice in the wife of your youth." It said, "As a loving hand and a graceful door, let the breast of your wife satisfy you at all time." In this particular book, it talks about the exhilarating effect of love and sex. This tells us about how good sex is, and sex was a drive given to every individual by Creator. If it comes from the Creator, it is definitely good. Fact number two, sex is sweet. This fact can be seen by those who have ever had sex before. Sex gives you a sweet feeling afterwards and even during. So sex is sweet. Number three, we all are product of sex. Every human being on this planet Earth was born as a result of a sexual consummation. You can never be on Earth except two people have had sex before or the seed of sexual organ had been put together. Number four, we all are sexual beings. We got sexual drives and we all have sexual desires. This is true of every individual. We all have sexual drives. Regardless of the clothes you're putting on, we all have sexual drives. And this is very vital for us to understand. Number five, sex is physiological for a man, but it's psychological for a woman. For a man, sex has to do with the body. What I can see, what I can feel, what I can squeeze. A man sees sex as just a body that I can touch. When a man is thinking of sex, he's thinking of a woman's curve. When a man is thinking about sex, he's thinking of how to undress a woman. But when a woman is thinking of sex, it is psychological to a woman. A woman gives her whole body to a man from her heart, except she's a prostitute. When a woman is sleeping with a man, all she believes she's doing is, "I'm sacrificing myself to a man." This is very, very key when you think about sex. Number six, sex brings oneness to whoever is involved with sex. When you are having sex with any human being, there is a coming together of both of you. Sex is time-defined and time-bound. What makes sex good is when sex takes place at the right time. When sex is before marriage, it is called fornication. When sex is in marriage, it is called sporting. When sex is outside the people in marriage, it is called adultery. Sex is time defined. Number eight, when sex gets into a relationship that is not marriage, you lose sight of the important things. When we start touching, we stop talking. When we start sleeping, we get slippery. When we start sexing, we lose our senses. Great relationships follow this process of bonding. It's spirit, it's soul, then body. Number nine, sex is an health therapy. Sex has a lot to do about rejuvenating our health. Sex is healing. Sex has a way of recreating and making us stronger. It is reported that sex stops breast cancer, protects one from prostate cancer. This is very, very key. And it's also worth noting that while sleeping around with different men, it can actually cause cervical cancer. There is one more fact about sex. Check that out on the next podcast. Thank you.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.